Back to the banks now. Louise Story joins us, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. A little milestone this weekend for all of you thinking of what to do this weekend. Go out, have dinner, celebrate the expiration of the TARP. That goes out of business, right?
That's right. You know, it's just been 2 years, John, but there's a lot of talk in Washington, Treasury officials and the Obama administration about how we are about done with the bailout. And they're talking about how there weren't these huge losses that people feared. And in particular, this week, they're talking about one company, AIG, American International Group, that insurance giant that was at the center of the financial crisis.
Well, that was the big story yesterday. Before the TARP expires, getting in under the deadline, AIG announces a plan to pay back the government with this huge debt swap for stock. I mean, AIG got, I believe, $180 billion one way or another from the feds.
They were authorized that much. They actually just got over $120 billion. The thing about the AIG bailout that was unique is that it happened before the bailout program was set up by Congress and the Treasury Department. So there was no bailout program. And therefore, with AIG and AIG alone, the Fed of New York, the Federal Reserve of New York, stepped in first and gave them a bunch of money.
And part of the reason for that is AIG was backing a lot of these credit default swaps and weird sorts of derivatives. And if that had all failed before the Treasury got around to putting the TARP together, a lot of these banks would have just vaporized, right?
That was the feeling. You know, they had insured mortgage bonds for banks like Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch and UBS. And what that meant was when the mortgage market collapsed, they were sending all this money out the door to those banks. And so there was a fear of letting AIG fail because it would hurt those banks and also, you know, maybe hurt a lot of cities and pension funds and others around the world who depend on AIG for insurance.
It was impossible to contemplate the failure of AIG, but can we contemplate the resurgence of AIG? I mean, what's the government going to own? I heard it's something on the order of 1.6 billion shares of AIG stock. To make money, what are those going to have to be worth?
Yeah, so the government is a 92% stakeholder now of AIG.
That's
so, you know,
clout.
We the taxpayers own most of this company. And that's why when you're hearing out there that the government's getting out of AIG, I would caution you from thinking that's right now, because what's happening is the government is becoming a common shareholder in AIG, but the government will have to sell that. And it's a bit like, you know, if you have a neighborhood with 100 houses and you own 92 of those houses and you want to sell them. But, you know, once you sell 10 of them, you have the risk of driving the prices down in that neighborhood. So you have to sell them very slowly so that you don't drive the market price down. So I think, you know, based on the conversations I've had with investors and analysts, it could take the government many, many months or many years to be able to slowly sell out this stock. And they're going to have to sell it for around $30 a share,
right,
to get back the $49 billion that the Treasury Department put in.
And it's been trading sort of all over the place. I mean, it was way, way down at a certain point, but it's actually doing pretty well now.
It's been very volatile, but part of that is because investors did not know what the government was going to do, how big of a stake they were going to take. So there's a lot of uncertainty. So it may be that it becomes less volatile now that there's a certainty around how much the government's taking. You know, the other thing about this bailout that's really interesting is that this is the only one where the government took a huge stake, you know, 92%.
Right, right, right.
They didn't take a 92% stake in Goldman. So it's interesting to see what will happen here.
Two milestones, TARP expiration and AIG may actually pay back the government. Louise Story, thanks so much.